Max Mobile monitoring.
For the day and lease it in air conditioning. Wait on the storms this afternoon.
Well, we bought a new throne. Not for the master bath, but for the other one. We've been trying to figure out the logistics, how to get it out of the back of the truck and into the house. And then get somebody to install it. But, I don't know if I'm going to go out there today in that heat or not. I had a couple ideas. Rusty gave us one idea. And I think I can back it up to the steps there in the carport and kind of slide it off. Those things are heavy. Guy down at Home Depot got it into the truck, but he looked a little blue by the time he got it up there.
Seem to be a little bit heavy, especially the ones they're coming out with now that are one piece.
Says or not, it's a Delta, and maybe, I don't know, there were some other, a little more expensive ones, American Standard, I think, but the salesperson there, we known for many years, and he seemed to like that Delta, so that's what we went with.
Delta usually stands behind your stuff. We've got a faucet in the kitchen that was Delta. It's got a lifetime warranty on it, and they've replaced the sprayer head on it and hose on it and sent me a new magnet kit and stuff as far as that goes over the years. And it's still working like new now.
This one we got was pricey, and it was the one Bernice wanted, and geez, by the time we got that thing installed, you wouldn't believe what it cost to get that thing in.
Yeah, I would believe it. Ain't nothing cheap anymore today's time. Everything's went up. I checked on some aluminum coil for doing fascia and soffit on a job, and it done went up to over $100 a roll now. I remember when you used to get it for like $47.
Not a bit. Aluminum, copper, and all of that stuff is high. Even lead. But, yeah, she's happy with it. And it seems to be, I don't even remember the brand on it. Do you, Bernice? That kitchen faucet? It's pretty. But my only problem is I get leg cramps if I get down instantly. And then lifting weight. If I go much over 10, 15 pounds, it's not a good thing. I got an electric shocker on me right now. I got to turn back on.
I know you have trouble with your back. I've heard you talk about that. That's just something that I'm thankful I don't have a whole lot of back trouble. But I've, over the years, emergency services, I work with some people that had it and ran some calls for people that have it, and they say it's just absolutely miserable, and I feel for you, I really do.
It's pretty much unbearable. I have to put ice on the second I get out of bed of a morning. But it gets better if you get up and move around. That old boy gave me some exercises yesterday at physical therapy that hurt me more than it helped, so I'm leaning on not doing those, but I probably will. It's just something that happens with age. And working maintenance 50 years, you know what that's like.
Do RCO for ID? Yeah, definitely. I jumped from one frying pan to the other. I took early retirement from the fire department, and now I'm out here peddling, doing mechanical and construction jobs and automotive repair and just peddling here and there and keep a variety. That's the way I like it.
I wish said people asked me what I did, and I said everything from P-traps to digital control.
What you mean there? It's, I don't know if it was a blessing or a curse, but I had enough knowledge to understand the codes and the construction aspects, so we built our own house, and I done it from the septic tank to the shingles, so I got all ends covered, I guess.
So, that's commendable, Russell. I'll tell you for sure. Well, I wouldn't have any problem putting this thing in if I could just lift it, but that ain't going to happen.
But we'll see. We'll get her dead one way or the other.
I got some kids that can help me get it in there anyways. There ain't no urgency in it. It's just Bill in for WHM was telling me to get one that was ADA approved, and so that's what I did.
Go. That'd be the way to go for sure. I hadn't looked up the new ADA restrictions on residential now. I know they were making some changes to them, but they've made so many changes now, I have to go back to the book anytime I do something new and try to reference back and make sure it's done correctly.
This one's just the fact that it's taller, and that's all it is, because the guy down there said they're exactly the same. But I might wind up going down there and having them come out and do it. But I have a contract with Waldrop, and I'm going to give them a call after 1 o'clock and see what they say.
They may be able to go ahead and knock it out for you without too much trouble. That wouldn't be too bad.
Said 10-minute installation on them, if you can believe that. But I don't know what kind of troubles you get into in replacing one. I haven't put one in for many, many years. But I think all there is to it's replacing the wax in it.
New ones come with a new wax seal in it, and they usually have a little plastic funnel inserted in it to set it in there. The only problem I've seen is I've seen some of them with some cracked flanges where the toilet flange is on the floor. And luckily, they make a metal replacement ring to go over top of it now. So if it is cracked or broken, you can put a ring over it without having to cut all the piping out and redo it. You can just put that metal ring over it, and it takes place of the little slots for the bolts.
Yeah, that's what I figured. Anytime I ever done any plumbing work back home, I generally wind up with a leak, even if I done everything right. You know how that goes.
All I can do is get your wax seal set on there, and set your toilet down on there, and set on it and wiggle back and forth like you got the worms, and once it sits down flat on the floor, you ought to be sealed and good.
Well, it don't sound hard, that's for sure.
Oh, shoot.
I don't like cold weather, Russell, but I sure wish it changed at least in the 80s. Our nephew, I was texting back and forth up in the Boston area yesterday, and he said it was 91 degrees there and 71% humidity.
Fun for sure. I think me personally, I'd like to go somewhere where it stayed about 75 or so every day, and a little bit of rain, a little bit of sunshine, no snow, just a nice, comfortable, controlled climate. But I don't know of any place like that that I can afford to move to.
Hawaii, if you like to be in an area that's just about as populated as New York City for its size now, they don't even know if they're going to continue to have the infrastructure like sewer and water and that to support the number of visitors. I was talking to a doctor the other day, and they had been over there and did a little scuba diving and that, and they got a Airbnb because the rooms there were $1,300 a night. And whenever a doctor does that, he's in, or she was in a lot different pay grade than me.
I say a place I can actually afford to move to. But, Tom, I hate to do it, but I'm going to have to jump off from here right quick. I believe it's time to eat some lunch here. And I'm going to see if I can get fat and happy and sit in the air conditioning this afternoon. But have yourself a wonderful afternoon. And you and Bernice, try to stay cool and don't work too hard. It's a pleasure talking with you. 73s, and I'll be clear on your phone.
Okay, Russell, you have a good day. Yeah, I told her, I said, Costco and places like that have good deals on going to the South Pacific and Hawaii and that. And she said, yeah, we checked them. They're all booked way in advance. See you later, Russell. You can't win for losing. K2RCL and 0TR is clear.